This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Hattori.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Hattori, this has to be based on some kind of legend or something like that, right?
It must be.
Yeah, I've never heard of these things before, but it's like too bland to be an original creation, I think. And the name makes it feel like it's based on mythology or something.
Yeah, well, like Hattori, what is that? Like it's a surname in Japanese.
Yeah, Hattori Hanzo.
Right, right.
Yeah. So these are gigantic sand sharks or sand alligators.
Yes, yeah, sand crocodiles. Or no, they're alligators. They have the stubby noses. Sand gators.
Yeah. Sand gators.
But like, they call them crocodiles of the sands in the opening sentence, so we're both fucks.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, who's the fuck? Is it us or is it Jimmy Monster Manual, the fucker who wrote this? I wanted these to be a little bit more interesting than they are because the illustration is kind of creepy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, they've got those blank eyes, the tongue that lolls out, the little flippers and fins.
Yeah.
And the extra long tail.
Yeah, extra long tail, but they like whip people around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Their big thing is swallowing people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, we've had a lot of monsters that do that in our time here.
Yeah.
I like how it calls out how they're not explicitly evil. They kill people when they're hungry, but look out, they're always hungry.
Right, right.
You know, so it kind of reads a little bit like a joke.
Yeah. Well, they're chaotic neutral, which is funny because, I mean, they're an animal. They have low intelligence. I don't think that they actually understand the societal norms that a chaotic neutral would be rebelling against.
I think with low intelligence, they might, because like animal intelligence is explicitly like a lower thing than this.
Okay.
I think that they might these
understand.
Guys might be a little like edgelords of the sand, you know, like they.
So they're not killer crocs. They're leto jokers.
They're leto jokers. Yep. Yep, they make up an entire suicide squad with all the reverse people. On one hand, we're creating the shitty Chrono Trigger crew.
Okay.
On the other hand, we're creating shitty suicide squad, and then we're just going to write
we're gonna make them fight.
Yeah, the most unreadable fan fiction that's ever been created. Like, man, like,
can you imagine what Chrono would have to say to Jared Leto's Joker? I mean, what would he do when presented with such a twisted worldview? Okay, by the time the season ends, I want that.
It might happen. We're like halfway through the book. Like, it might not too. So like, I think we're more than halfway at this point. So.
No, we're less. We're not even to N.
Oh, I mean by alphabet, by page count.
Yeah.
So I think we're definitely more than well over halfway in page count. So the we may not make it happen, but we might be able to complete the team.
Yeah. But yeah, these guys, they just kind of they swim in the sand, which is super unnerving to see. I mean, we saw that from Shadow of the Colossus. They'll swallow you, so you get to go to the Vor Corner or the Vorner.
Yep.
And they're pretty much just pinatas because they digest people but not their stuff.
Yeah, they can't digest magical treasure. They can digest everything else.
Yeah. But there's an adventure hook from that. Legends speak of a hidden Hattori burial ground where ancient Hattori go to die. If such a burial ground exists, it certainly abounds with gems and magical armor. Yeah.
Yeah. And Hattori stink. The crazy thing is about there's also this is kind of like whatever those skybird things that had sex and it sounded like a thousand orchestras or whatever. Because this also has, when they have sex, no civilized man has ever witnessed these mating rituals, but certain desert tribes speak of a time of thunder when mountains die.
Yep.
Which is Hattori mating season when they fight.
Same.
So again, that's a cool. And the mountain dies. It dies more now that I'm older, but
yeah, it doesn't quite come back for round two as quickly as it wants to.
Yeah, my refractory period for when mountains die.
Yeah.
For my Hattori. You know, mating ritual. But that's a cool adventure hook too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to do a D&D campaign where I'm just like the guy who's trying to write the book about how all these monsters do it. and just like, you know, that's my adventure hook every time. It's like, I'm tagging along with a fighter, a cleric, a wizard, a thief. And I'm just like sitting in the background, like with a book, like writing, you know, just writing out the mating rituals, like Jane Goodalling it.
Have you like commissioned this group of adventurers to like escort you to the Hattori mating ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a cool hook. Like you get this like wealthy old, you know, wealthy old, naturalist.
Pervert. This wealthy old pervert.
Yeah. There we go. trying to present my ideal D&D character in a slightly better light, but like, if we're being honest, like, you know, and it'd be funny too. Cause you, or you like the adventuring group finds his notebook and the beginning of it starts off, and it's all, the Arakoka, it has like similar to most birds flying up, it's just like text, and then slowly devolves into being more like salacious until eventually it's just pictures of dicks and vaginas.
Yep, just tab A, like, slot B.
Horns, yeah. Yeah. It's just becomes more and more like gross pervert drawings as he goes.
Oh no, the last entry is zombie.
Yeah. Oh man. I think it's in one of the like Max Brooks zombie books, they talk about zombie sex.
Ugh.
And like just how like no one's ever done it, but you couldn't because of X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
You know?
So I mean, is that just hedging the bet because they knew people would try and write that in to the universe? So. Or?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I know in the old World of Darkness books too, and like the Vampire Masquerade stuff, there's a bunch of things about sex because like the fluids don't really flow. So you're like a vampire, you can't really have sex.
Right, right.
Anymore. Which is, flies in the face of them being these like dark erotic creatures,
right?
So kind of bums out. I don't like the Hattori is just kind of a monster,
right?
Like the weakest entries in this book are just like, what if there is a big angry thing that tries to eat you?
Yeah, I mean, this is just Boulet reprised.
Totally. There's like, it's, I don't even know if it's cooler than the Boulet.
No,
like, it's
no.
Just it's just kind of like a Boulet, and it's one of the things where they do a lesser and a greater, and the greater is just bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It's not like these are the ones that like cast spells and write songs, like these are just they can swallow you.
Yeah,
and that's it.
It's not the Hattori patriarch.
Yeah, or the Hattori philosopher. Like sand. Is it good?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.